maven of sound.
The Cubs have done absolutely nothing.
And Ray, bless you, Ray, for all of your hard work, especially as you do it day after day, even Sundays.
Good young man who's gone through hell.
And now we get a chance to bring in our colleague and our friend, Mr. Dan Bernstein. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Dan. Guys. Well, it'd be better if we could do something to prevent Bears football from happening, because no matter what you try to do,
careful.
No matter.
We're not that far away.
I'm just saying, like the best laid plans of mice and men, you can never ever prevent Bears football from being Bears football.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that?
But they have a new quarterback and a new system and new coaches and whatever you want to do, and there it is. And that's exactly what we all knew. We knew it in our hearts. We knew it in our minds. And there it was against a decent team. The Bears will Bears, and so it goes.
You know, that's fair to come out of that with that response, I suppose. What I didn't know, I guess what I learned yesterday more than as much as anything, was that the Colts defense is really good.
They're nasty.
I underestimated that. I don't know if you knew they were that good.
Well, they also didn't respect the Bears' weapons at all. I mean, they were so aggressive. They were just jumping routes, daring the protection to give enough time for a double move, because they didn't care. They sold out on that stuff and just really sudden, taking away space. And there's just no answer for it. They had no answer for it. That one screen pass they tried to run was an absolute clown car. And usually they say if you can't block them, screen them. Go back and watch that screen. There is not a single made block. Like, I understand sometimes one guy gets blown up. You know, one guy misses a block. I laughed out loud when I went back and watched that. There wasn't a single guy who made his block on that.
And there wasn't a single guy that was fooled by it. And it was a miracle that it wasn't intercepted and returned for a touchdown. It was just a terrible play.
It's unfortunate that we fall for it every time. We fall for the okey-doke every time. Well, look, here's Nick Foles. Things are going to be different now because he knows the system. I don't know the system. What's the system? What's the plan? What is this?
Well, it's a pretty good offense if it's executed right, Dan. I mean, they have a plan. They have a scheme. It just hasn't. Look, we can criticize them for the run-pass imbalance because that was he abandoned that quickly. We can criticize Foles for looking like a guy that was making his first start in a long time. He looked rusty and looked out of rhythm, but I do think the offense, the frustrating thing about it is the offense does work. It has worked in other iterations. It has worked here in Chicago. It just hasn't worked lately, and that's a problem.
But it hasn't really worked. Like when other than a couple of games with inflated numbers against really awful teams, Matt Nagy's offense has not scored enough points.
I think 2018 was pretty good, Dan.
Go back,
Tampa
though.
Game.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that some of those numbers, the averages are inflated. Like it's been rare that Matt Nagy's offense has consistently.
No. You're looking at it the wrong way. It's in all those other games it was deflated. That's all.
You know what I mean, though? Like some of the average numbers looked okay, and then, but on balance, like the rhythm of it really getting going.
Yeah.
Exactly. And where he had it, it did look like against lesser teams with Trubisky using some stuff under center and getting some downhill run going that set up play action. That was all out the window with Nick Foles, who reminded us of his limitations. That's really what that game was, as a heat check. We were reminded of all of the limitations, reminded of that Charles Leno spends time flopping around on the ground like a boated halibut, and that Nick Foles can't keep plays alive with his feet in a way that gives things a chance to develop a little further down the field. You know, there's just we've gone back to a small margin for error, and you got to block it up.
Yeah, they got to be better than that up front. You can't let the Colts control the line of scrimmage like they did. And maybe it's a good thing that there's only, you know, 3 days until the next time they play, because it gives them a time to kind of rebound. Because the overreaction will happen, like what we're doing right now, I think. But with the Bears, They can't overreact. This is what they do. They just got to do it better. They're not changing anything else dramatically. They changed quarterbacks. That was pretty dramatic. They're not going to do anything else that looks like, oh, wow, that's new. No, they're going to try to do what they do, only better.
Well, Tom Brady's going to cut the middle of this defense to ribbons if they can't pursue. And if they can't get people on the ground and gang tackle and rally up to the ball, stop the ball carrier, secure them, then start, you know, attack the ball, rally to the ball. They don't do that. And Tom Brady, over the middle of the field, is going to find backs and tight ends and dig routes and methodically work his way down. He's not what he was, but he is still good enough to know what he's seeing in front of him. So this, they're going to need 30 points to be competitive on Thursday night.
I'm more disappointed in the defense than I am probably, or as disappointed in the defense as I am the offense, because maybe it's about expectations. But I just felt like defensively they were not as sharp or sound. And I expected their pass rush to be more disruptive through four games than it has been. And it just, you know, I guess maybe that's unrealistic. But I look at what happened yesterday and I think, yeah, 19 points, you know, they give up. That should be enough to win. But I still think the defense can be better.
Yeah, I don't know about that Quinn money.
Dan, if they need 30 points to win, then they're not going to win.
Right.
I mean, they needed 20 points to win yesterday, and they couldn't get that. I think that you can win games in a different fashion than what you're talking about, regardless of how one guy looks and what they had. They had opportunities to make plays with that defense, and they didn't make the play.
The
ball literally fell through hands.
You're describing what we've lived through, where Bears football games don't look like the other games we see. We look around the league and we see other teams expected, when they have possession, to hold, serve, and score, to score touchdowns. And it's just, the Bears have to play differently, and they're not supposed to. The whole idea of hiring Matt Nagy and then bringing in DeFilippo and Lazor and all this stuff is to play, like Nagy said, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. That this is supposed to be a real big boy NFL offense.
But I thought
it just hasn't been.
Yeah, but I thought that to start the season, the guys they brought in, and I don't know who it was, but somebody got to Matt Nagy and he was more balanced, and they were, especially in the first half, pounding the ball more and trying to find their way through games. And I thought it was a good thing. I thought that was different, and I didn't see that this time around.
No, and I don't mind pounding the ball. I'm cool with that, but you need 4, 5, 6, not 1, 2, 3. They couldn't find any creases. You know, that's not a rushing attack if all of a sudden somebody's in the opposing uniform is standing in the backfield and poor Montgomery's got to start using all his moves before he even gets to the line. You know, that's why it looked good early on when they were winning at the snap. And they got beat up. They got punched in the mouth. The front seven just killed them yesterday.
Yeah, they did. No doubt about it. I just think you do have to give the Colts a lot of credit. And I'm not making excuses for the Bears. And certainly we're tough on them today. I just think that when you look at over the course of a football season, I'm going to be careful not to overreact to this with a game on Thursday. That if they can win that game and their offense looks pretty good in doing it, we're going to have a lot different conversation here Friday morning. And the Bears are still capable of doing that. I mean, they're still capable of beating the Buccaneers.
And Dan, you know, Darius Leonard left that game. You're talking about them getting dominated by the front seven, and they lost their maybe, you know, one of the two best players in that front seven. So that's not good.
If they can't figure out ways to dictate action rather than react, rather than respond, then it's going to be another long evening. When I say, you know, a rhythm to the offense where you're confident that you've got a matchup or you've got an opportunity, you've got an area of the field, you've got something game planned that you know is going to work, and sticking to it and pounding away at it. It just seems to me that sometimes there's a scattershot approach to, well, let's try this. Well, we would have tried this, but then we got a holding penalty, and that got us behind, just off of schedule, so we really weren't able. Everything is piecemeal and reaction. I would love to see them have the courage of their convictions to stay with what they know they can do, and I can't define that right now. I can't say this is what the Bears know they do well.
After one game with the quarterback that you think that you want, you're not going to know that. It's just unrealistic to expect them to know exactly what they want to do with Nick Foles, given how shaky he looked and how soon it is, how early it is in his starting. You know, that's not an excuse. That's just reality.
Yeah, and I thought honestly that, and again, you know, the it's not like there were points explosions or anything, but I thought there was more rhythm. Last year, there was no rhythm to what they were doing, and it was a lot of three and out as a result of that. And I think they changed that in the beginning of this season. Again, you got to look at the opponents and who you were building your momentum against. But the fact of the matter is that they had done a better job of that, and they abandoned that pretty quickly in this game. And maybe it's for the reasons you're stating. Maybe they were having too many problems figuring out the front seven. It just seemed to me like the quarterback was out of sync, and he didn't. There were a lot of passes that were there. He threw a pass to Darnell Mooney about 6 feet over his head that really was a first down if you just throw that ball correctly. I think there were a lot like that, and I think that David's right. I think that the hope is that when you reel that in, and you start running the same plays differently, then maybe you can put together a victory. Maybe you can march down the field more. Maybe you can do things. I wouldn't take that first start as the absolute gospel as to how it's going to be the rest of the way.
Well, I would certainly hope not, because then that would augur poorly for the remainder of the season. But the whole idea of the quarterback switch was, we're going to give up a little bit of playmaking possibility and athleticism for rhythm, timing, and accuracy. Like that, yep. that was the reason for it. And we didn't see rhythm, timing, or accuracy. And I'm not,
well,
this isn't
you know
an
what?
Argument to undo the switch.
No, it just, no, I mean, you're right.
I was anticipating right. that they at least were seeing some of these things that they thought they were going to have right away.
But this is all I'm saying. That's correctable. When you get manhandled up front, I don't know if that is. That's more of a personnel issue. I think that the quarterback timing and rhythm will come with experience, because you have seen it in maybe small samples in the past from Nick Foles. You've seen him get in rhythm. That's the reason he's here. That's the reason he signed with Jacksonville. That's the reason he was a Super Bowl MVP. The Bears offensive line being able to manhandle a defense as good as the Colts, I haven't seen. Or often enough to trust. So that would be a bigger concern to me moving forward than Nick Foles or the quarterback position, because they just didn't have it up front, and I just don't know if they do.
And the one thing they're going to have to do is make big plays for themselves to change the error margin a little bit. And Khalil Mack has got to hold on to that tipped interception. And Roquan Smith's got to stay in bounds. I don't know if Ted Ginn is the guy on punt returns, because he did not look like he wanted to be on that field. That was like, you know, get me out of here. Let me secure the catch and go run somewhere and get a sandwich. Because that did not exactly inspire the confidence he's going to be a weapon. And I have no problem with Cordarrelle Patterson taking out every kickoff, even from the back edge of the end zone, because they need that. They need to spin that wheel every time to give themselves a chance. But make the plays, strip a ball. I mean, so there were so many times where they could get to a ball carrier and, you know, rip it out of there. You know, get a turnover. They're going to need it because it's Bears football, because we just can't rely on them to march down the field and punch it in like a real offense.
What do you have today?
We have a little different Bears Monday today, but it is indeed a Bears Monday. Patrick Manley is going to join us at 9:40. We've moved up Sage Rosenfels a day, so he's going to critique the quarterback play at 10 o'clock. Matt Nagy is speaking to reporters as we speak, so we're going to turn that around, and we will get that full Nagy Monday, having watched the film, analysis of his team at 10:20. I want to grab a bunch of phone calls, because we do that as well. Bears Monday is the time we can all let off steam and feel better. And then Hub Arkish is going to join us at 11 to give us his thoughts on everything that happened. Probably get into a little bit of the big picture baseball as well when we get the opportunity. And we've got a giveaway today. We've got an Illinois Lottery Fast Play Pack that is 6 instant tickets and a Fast Play brochure. That's going to go to a lucky winner at some point between now and noon.
Have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
With all the uncertainty in the world today, our mental wellness is being tested like never before. I'm Listening is here to help and remind you that you are not alone. Listen to the two-hour I'm Listening special right now at imlistening.org. The special features in-depth discussion with members of TLC, Jon Bon Jovi, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, DJ Khaled, and many more, along with some of the most respected names in helping and healing. For details and more information, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk has the power to save lives.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
I'm John Meacham, author and historian. I'm proud to present a brand new limited podcast documentary series called It Was Said. where I guide you through 10 of the most historic, impactful, and timeless speeches in American history.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike.
We do not want our freedom gradually, but we want to be free now.
The future will always be ours.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Directed and produced by Peabody-nominated C-13 Original Studios, in association with History, It Was Said is now available for free on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago's sports station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
And the Colts gonna leave Soldier Field with a nice road victory, playing very stingy defense and just enough offense to be dangerous. And a 19-11 win over the Bears.
Ugh. That was no fun. That was courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio, but that doesn't make for a real happy Bears Monday. 19-11. It's even an uncomfortable, like, football score. It's a weird number, weird game, bad game. What a stretch of sports misery this has been between the White Sox and the Cubs and the Bears. We should all still be drinking at this point, just for our own mental health. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And here's what we have for you on this Bears Monday. We're doing it's a little different. We have to rearrange some things because our some schedules got changed today for various reasons. Patrick Manley of the Score's pre and post game is going to give us his thoughts at 9:40. Sage Rosenfels moves up a day to critique Bears quarterbacking at 10. We're going to hear from Matt Nagy, who is in the middle of a press conference right now. We're going to bring all that sound back for you right after Sage to hear, now that the coach has seen the film, what he thinks of his team's performance or lack thereof. And then it's Hub Arkish for his regular Monday spot at 11, leading us up to transition with Lawrence Holmes later on in the show. And I mentioned we've got that giveaway today. It's pretty cool. All week, we're going to be giving away on each show an Illinois Lottery Fast Play Pack with 6 instant tickets and a Fast Play brochure. All of that could be yours if you are listening. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Do send a text as well, as many of you already have. The Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text 312-644-6767. When you do, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. You can follow my personal feed at Dan_Bernstein. You also have to download the radio.com app. That's very cool, because then you get DVR-like controls, you get rewind, you get crystal clear sound in your car through the app that helps you stream The Score on all of your mobile devices. And you can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And don't forget about our Twitch feed. It is up right now, and you can watch. You can even see our guests on Twitch. Brian Gerch directs that Twitch stream. The video feed is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer and the man on the board doing what he does. Is the man we call the executioner. He is Ray Diaz. Yeah, that was That was a heat check is what it was. And what that game showed me was that you're not as good. You're not what your record says you are. The Bears were not this undefeated division leading team. They're still a very flawed football team. And they didn't pass the heat check. They were checked, and they're cold, and they're just not all that good. It was the disrespect that was shown to them, because you could tell that the Colts went through their defensive game planning and like, yeah, no, we don't really have to worry about much, and we can attack, and we can jump things, and we can just keep coming upfield. And they did. And they were daring the Bears to get behind them. They were daring the Bears here. You block this up with enough time to get behind our guys. You want to try a double move, go ahead. You won't have time. And I don't know what's going on with the run offense. I don't know what's going on with the number of missed blocks. Like I said, the number of times that Charles Leno seems to lose his feet or to whiff on a punch and then needs to fall down to try to roll a guy. Like, I mean, it was not good. And I don't want to overreact, but I kind of have to be honest about how ugly that was. Even against a good defense, for everything you've done offensively, for everything you've tried to shore up and everything we've been told about how it looks, especially with the quarterback change, they didn't say, you know, this quarterback change is going to take some time. It's going to be a little bit before this all starts to work because we have to get used to this. That's kind of what practice is supposed to be for. And I am not lobbying for a return to Mitchell Trubisky. But I will tell you how clear it is how limited Nick Foles can be when he is not at the absolute top of his game as far as his accuracy and his timing. If that ball is supposed to be out, he is supposed to survey the field and know where it's supposed to go. And there's supposed to be a timing and a rhythm to this system that absolutely was not there. It could be better on Thursday night because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers they're better than the Bears, but they're not unbeatable. I'm just very concerned about what Tom Brady appears to be ready to be able to do to the middle of this defense and taking advantage of a less than 100% Danny Trevathan, whatever it is, whether it's age and attrition or whether it's just conditioning or something else that's wrong with him that they're not saying, and a pass rush that isn't getting home. And we can say what we can look at every next-gen stat and PFF grade and hear about hurries and disruptions. But this team needs their pass rush to get strip sacks, to knock quarterbacks out of games, to be a physical and intimidating group that gets home. There's a lot of big names and big contracts on that defensive line, and they've got to get home. Because the disruption only lasts so much. We can keep crediting them and having them grade out well around the edges, and it's true. I'm not arguing with some of those advanced numbers. They do show an effect that Khalil Mack has on taking up blocks or hurrying a play, but ultimately, get the quarterback on the ground, force turnovers, change the games. You know, they're on pace for like 30 some sacks or something, and it's not good enough. It is not good enough. 312-644-6767. If you want a chance to jump in early with some thoughts, I know we're going to have a little bit of time later on in the 10 o'clock hour to get your thoughts. But this was a sobering realization of the Bears' limitations. It was us watching in real time the confirmation of everything we thought that was going on in some of these other games against lesser opponents, of opponents that were dealing with critical injuries to key people. And this team took it to him, punched him in the mouth, and there was no response, no adequate response until they dropped into a cover shell. And I think Nagy called it a free touchdown, which is essentially what it was. Do we know why Tyler Bray was placed on the active roster? Because I found that very strange that on Saturday we saw that Tyler Bray was moved up from the practice squad, and people were thinking, well, wait a second, they're protecting Tyler Bray from being poached. Well, who cares? You lose Tyler Bray, big deal. And there are some who thought that maybe they wanted him as part of the sideline conversation, and I don't know what would prevent? Is he not allowed to be on the sideline if he's on the practice squad? So I don't know if there was a financial promise that he was going to get a certain number of active roster game checks. It was all very strange. The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. So after the game yesterday, Matt Nagy spoke to WBBM about the unfortunate one-dimensionality of the offense.
Well, it's not a, you know, you struggle when you go through these games. I mean, we to not be able to get the run game going, be one-dimensional, and have 28 yards total rushing is evident. I mean, you have to be able to run the ball in this league, and when you can't or you struggle, it's hard. And so we got to lick our wounds. We got to get back on track. That's a good defense that we played. We knew that it was going to be this style of game just because of who they are on defense and what they do on offense. But I just, you know, it would have been a lot better to get going there on O. And then, of course, on special teams, too many penalties and a block punt to start the game. Just not what we need to do to win a football game. You got to play better than that.
And a punt returner who didn't seem to want to be a punt returner was kind of a problem as well. I agree with him on those things, but what are you prepared to do? Paul in Palos Park, you're on the score. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Dan. How are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You hit it right on the head. This team is the same team as last year. They just changed their quarterback. Their offensive line still is not very good. They still don't have good people at skill positions, but especially at their running back. And it shows in their play. It's very obvious. You have to put it on Nagy and Pace at what they give Nagy to deal with. And they need to put Trubisky back in there.
No.
At least.
They're not doing that. And
that's a mistake.
No, it's not. You've seen enough of Mitchell Trubisky to know what his limitations are and the mistakes that he makes and the number of big play opportunities that he's missed. I think that's panicky, and that's an overreach to not give the quarterback move a chance to germinate a little bit here. So I also wouldn't go completely overboard in saying that their skill position players aren't good enough. They weren't respected by a really good defense. That's clear. The Colts weren't afraid of any of the Bears' individual players beating them. However, I like David Montgomery. I want David Montgomery more involved in the passing game because he's good at it. You know, they tried that weird 4th-and-2 where he gets lucky on an underthrow to have his arm grabbed, and I'm not sure what that call was. I would love to know. I don't think they got around to asking Nagy what the strategy was. It looked to me like that was a Foles decision, that he looked away from other options and then saw that. But I think Montgomery can be really effective down the field a bit. But I am not advocating returning to Mitchell Trubisky, even though, yeah, it's clear that his feet can buy you time. The problem is the brain and the eyes. That ideally, if you could take Foles' processor and do a Dr. Frankenstein operation, you'd have a perfect quarterback. You'd have somebody who can read a defense who also is a terrific athlete. Unfortunately, can't do that. Scottsdale, Arizona. This is Jim on the score.
Yeah. Hi, Dan. Great to listen to your show every day.
Thanks, Jim.
The Bears' offensive line has been the problem. It's been the problem for the last 3 years. Yesterday, they missed every crucial block. Leno is just terrible. And I don't care who's in at quarterback. They're never going to get the rhythm and consistency and score points on a regular basis until that gets fixed. And it's not been addressed. You look at how many times the Bears linemen were standing up while the protection broke down. And you can't get a push. You can't get pass blocking. That's their problem. Love to hear
it was yesterday.
Thoughts.
It was yesterday. I don't know. I don't think it needs to be entirely globalized, but they had a bad day yesterday. The offensive line had a bad day. I'm telling you, I don't know that I've ever seen that on a screen pass, that I've seen everybody on a screen set up miss their block. Everybody individually get whipped on that. I thought Cody Whitehair struggled yesterday. Charles Leno, obviously, it's easy to see a tackle struggle. And there were just times where even when it appeared they had a crease, somebody got pushed back just enough, or Montgomery was doing that jump cut into the wrong place, and what used to be falling for four or five was falling for one or two, and it changes everything. It changes all of the calculations on what's on that call sheet coming up on third down and all the risk calculus, and everything conspired for them to lose a game to a better team. Andy's in Wheaton. He's on the score. It's Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think about attributing some of the struggles to the coaching for the system, or the players to the system, rather than the system to the players? Again, thanks for taking my call. Hope you have a great day.
Well, I don't know what specifically. I need more information than that to try to answer your question. I don't think that these players that they have are particularly skilled for a different system, that if only they ran some different magical plays, that all of a sudden the fog would lift and everything would be fine. I don't think that's the case. I think they've had enough time now to understand their roster, to know what Matt Nagy wants to do, and to try to find people to do it. I don't think that there's some grand mistake being made, like using, you know, 40 front defenders in a 30 front who just don't have the right body types or skill sets. So I guess I would need more specifics to answer that question satisfactorily, but we appreciate the call. It's Larry in Rockford. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Sports Radio 670. Happy Bears Monday.
Hey, thanks, Dan. One thing that I tried to watch yesterday and focus on was Danny Trevathan's defense. And I focused on him several plays. And not only is he one step slow, he's much more than that. And I couldn't take my eyes off of how bad that seemed to be. Now, I know giving up 19 points any week should bring you a victory. But with our offense and the way it is, defense has got to step up as well, and I heard you talk about that earlier. But Danny Trevathan in particular doesn't seem to have it anymore, and we should have somebody somebody else younger and faster that we should be able to give a try.
Well, we know that Josh Woods and Joel Iebuniwe are the reserve interior linemen. The bigger issue may be that they paid the wrong guy, that they should have paid Nick Witkowski instead of Danny Trevathan, and had kept the younger player. Trevathan, I can't tell you if he's hurt or if he's just old or if he's out of shape, but he's not moving well. And the immediate response may be, rather than replacing him with a linebacker, that you go smaller and you put an extra defensive back out there and try to do that. But the fact that they're already having to compensate for a veteran player who's been paid to be a leader for them is a significant headwind, and it will be exploited by Tom Brady on Thursday night. You can bet on that. Patrick Manley is set to join us next. We will get his thoughts on the Bears' loss to the Colts on Bears Monday. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
This is Bears Monday. The score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say on the toy boat in your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Week 4 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 5. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. On top of that great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boosts every Sunday to help you make it rain. Don't worry, if football's not for you, DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code CHICAGO when you sign up to get up to $1,000. That is code CHICAGO to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during week four, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
It all starts with just one thing. This fall, try not raking your leaves. Fallen Leaves will help to provide biodiversity in your backyard and also provide a natural mulch for greener lawns next spring. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
Want to enjoy 18 holes but can't get to the course? Amstel Lite is partnering with Golden Tee for the ultimate at-home golf experience. A chance to win a Golden Tee Go home system. Visit your local retailer for complete rules and details. Amstel Lite, 95 calories, never tasted so good. To friends, please enjoy Amstel Lite responsibly. 2020 Amstel Lite Lager Beer, imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Hi, I'm Akilah Hughes.
And I'm Gideon Resnick.
Okay, so keeping up with the flood of news every morning is obviously rough, and that is why we're here to help you cut through the chaos and all that clickbait with our podcast, What a Day.
That is right. We are breaking down the biggest news stories of the day to help you understand what matters, why it matters, how you can fix it, what else is going on.
That's right. So new episodes of What a Day come out every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Eastern.
You can find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Patrick Manley talks Bears in 60 seconds on the score.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Just in. We have a new guest, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score football pregame and postgame show co-host.
I think they've made the right decision moving on from Mitch. I think we saw what we saw in the first three games. It just wasn't good enough.
Master in the art of the long snap.
Do you have any kids?
I do.
Check out longsnapper.com. Have them start early to learn how to long snap.
He even has a signature beer.
Long snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manley.
That was a good snap.
With Dan Bernstein on 670 The Score.
How long does it take to grow the mullet?
The gourmet mullet?
Why is it gourmet?
Because it's awesome.
Patrick Manley is a part of the Bet Rivers pregame show that's presented by Mail Medical and the Prop Swap postgame show that's presented by PNC Bank. On Thursday, the pre is going to be from 6 to 7:20, and the postgame will be 2 hours after the Bears game ends. Patrick Manley is now on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Patrick, how are you?
I'm good. The Bears are 3-1. Just remember that, Chicago. The Bears are 3-1.
They are.
It's an ugly 3-1, Dan. It's ugly. And the problem is we still don't, well, maybe we did find out a little bit who they are. We'll get into that a little bit. But they're still 3-1. And as Lovey used to say, the first quarter is over and you're 3-1. You got three more quarters to go.
I was worried about the evidence of limitation. That was my takeaway from that game, was on my checklist, against a good team, we saw what they still struggle to do, and it reinforced a lot of what we thought about this game being a heat check after playing against three teams that aren't all that good. There are some pretty serious limitations that they still have.
No, there is, and it's unfortunate because the first three games, we saw bad three quarters of the first three games, and we saw the same thing. I think Olin Cruz tweeted going into the fourth quarter, I was like, oh, we got them where we want them. And he thought maybe they'd come back and do it, but no. And it's unfortunate we saw the offense come out and play like they did. We thought we would see more. We thought we'd see more effectiveness from Nick Foles, and we didn't. The running game was obviously non-existent. They got beat up front, but it's a little scary. You were hoping to see Matt Nagy become Matt Nagy and be able to run his offense with a quarterback that was brought here to be able to run his offense, and it's unfortunate we didn't see that.
He also was starkly unathletic, and I know that's who he is. But until you see it, until you know how your own mind is calibrated, of you see him going through his progressions, you're like, okay, get out of there, or slide and buy yourself a little bit of time. That's just not happening with Nick.
No, it's not. And then one thing that kind of, you know, we talk about Coach Nagy and calling the game and making the game, making in-game adjustments, that I didn't see that happen, because up front the O-line was just getting beat. Like I said, they were getting beat by that front four, and you didn't see them get help to help Nick Foles be who he can be, where he can sit behind that O-line with protection and read that defense. And it didn't happen. And Dan, he's not athletic. We get that. But they got beat up front, and that O-line needed some help. And Matt Nagy, to me, did not give them enough help to let Nick be Nick. But Nick had a really bad game, unfortunately. And that left a really bad taste in my mouth, because I was hoping to see something better.
If you're watching on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score, you're seeing.
Yes, peak, I'm in a golf cart.
Yeah, peak Patrick Manley, as if this is like a Saturday Night Live parody. He's literally in a golf cart. This is pretty spectacular. Looks like you got a pretty decent day for it.
Dude, it's unbelievable. It's like a perfect fall day. We're at Medina for Kerry Wood's golf outing for Ace Hardware and Lurie's Children's Hospital. It could not be better. It's one of those days you put like a little fleece on, and then you're going to take it off here in about 20 minutes, and it's just perfect fall Chicago golf.
Wow, playing Medina. Look at the life that you lead. It's really, that's really,
I know,
quite
cool
something.
People, Dan. I know cool people. That's what it is.
Yeah, you must. Why can't the defensive line seem to get home? With all of this talent and all of this money and all these big names, why can't they just grab the quarterback and throw him on the ground and take the football from him?
No, that's a good question. Let's go back to the last 2 weeks of who they played. Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers. They're not going to go. They're not going to be taken down. They're going to burn the ball. They're going to throw it away. And we saw it yesterday. There were some throws, I think, as a Bears fan, you're like, what is Phillip Rivers doing? But if you go back and watch the tape, the guys are almost there. Matt Ryan did the same thing last week. These past 2 weeks, they've faced quarterbacks who are that kind of quarterback. They're the Tom Brady, the Peyton Manning, that they're just going to burn the ball down when they almost get there. The pressure is there. Trust me, the pressure is there, but they face two quarterbacks that aren't going to get that are going to get rid of the ball. Next week we're going to see with Tom Brady, obviously, but hopefully in the future when you play one of these younger quarterbacks, they can get there. But the answer is the pressure's there. They're just not getting there because they're playing these veteran quarterbacks.
But the problem is, usually when the pressure is there and the ball comes out, the way you take advantage of that, and a defensive coordinator will say, that's fine, that just gives us an opportunity at a different level of the defense. Yeah. And the problem is, when I see the middle level of the defense, and we talked about this last week, that there just isn't enough attack. There isn't enough rallying to the ball in the middle, and my worry is that that is exactly the soft underbelly that Tom Brady just can't wait to start carving up.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's one thing that it bothered me this watching the game yesterday. It's almost like you don't want to say they don't care, but when you watch the Colts defense, and we talked about in the pregame with Olin and Hub that they rally to the ball. They get to the ball. There are some guys on this defense that aren't getting to the ball. They don't want to, we call them the JOP, the jump on the pile. They just don't want to get there, and we're not seeing that. I want to see this defense be that ferocious defense that wants to put that last hit on somebody. And I understand the rules are what they are now and that, you know, you can't hit people like you used to, but you got to get there. I just don't see people running to the ball like you want to see. But, you know, and also the defensive backs, Dan, had a horrible game.
Yep.
Horrible game. But they only still gave up, you know, they gave up less than 20 points yesterday, but they had a horrible game.
I don't know why they can't turn their head and find the football like others do. I know Jalen Johnson made one really nice play at the goal line where I thought he could have intercepted it had he stayed with it. He still broke up the play. He made another one playing the pocket, causing an incompletion on a long pass. But turn your head. There's so many chances, I thought, where Rivers was just like trying to let a guy make a play.
Yep.
And the guy made a play because he just found the ball.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And then you want your playmakers to make plays, and that's to me going into this game, I thought the Bears had the advantage of, because Phillip Rivers, like you said, will give you a chance to make a play, and they didn't do it. And unfortunately to me, you know, I'm sitting here at Medina, and I've actually got a chance to play actually two rounds of golf with Kyle Fuller here at Medina, and he's a good friend of mine as a golf buddy, and he just did not play well. And you know, he's the guy that those plays need to be made. And I guarantee you this morning he got up and was like, you know what? I played a bad game. I need to make those plays. And he's the guy that's the Pro Bowler, the one that you're leaning on. He's the best defensive backs the Bears have. And he needs to make that play, and he just didn't do it.
You said early on you liked the way Matt Nagy was calling the right run plays for the right guys.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that was the case yesterday, especially in the deployment of Cordarrelle Patterson, because I think this is what happens. The teams get film, teams start to see what the tendencies are, and Cordarrelle Patterson's upright running style and the way it takes him a little time to gear up to get to top speed, it seems like they're ready for him. When he comes in a game, it looked to me like they had some of those plays wired.
No, I disagree with you a little bit, because the O-line, the tight ends, they just got beat. It's a simple fact. You look at the running game, they had 20-something yards rushing. That's not a running back problem. That's an O-line problem. They just got beat up front. They got manhandled. The tight ends got beat a lot. There were some edge rushes where they were trying to get outside, and the tight ends didn't block well. Cody Whitehair, again, so he didn't play well either.
No.
So Olin talked about it in the pregame. When you're running against you're playing against a cover two defense and you have a shaded nose on a center, that's a key point of attack to be able to run the ball. And Cody did not get it done. He got beat numerous times. And unfortunately for him, he's waking up this morning. I'm sure he watched the tape last night. He's not happy. But the good thing for them, they're on to Thursday, so it's a short week, so the coach isn't going to get on them too much. They're going to worry about the next week. But overall, Dan, it's not Cordarrelle Patterson. It's not the run. It wasn't what was called. It was how it was executed up front.
Why wouldn't you play cover two against this team, really? Because if you're talking about forcing them to sustain long drives, to continue to make plays without making a mistake, and protecting long enough to allow zone beaters multiple vertical routes to get down the field, to get off jams and down the field, that looks like a recipe against the Bears to me.
No, it does. And I thought going, you know, Hub and I were talking the pregame and Olin, that I thought this was going to be a recipe for success for the Bears, that Nick Foles would be able to run this offense and take that dink and dunk thing. You know, that you know, we saw enough with Lovie Smith's defense where teams would get down to the red zone and then they'd kick, you know, we'd always lead the league in scoring because they'd kick a field goal. And I thought that Nick Foles would get him down the red zone, be that quarterback to get him into the end zone and be able to execute that red zone offense. But Nick Foles just didn't look good. The whole thing didn't look good. So you would think that's the recipe to beat the Bears, and I was hoping it wasn't, but now actually it kind of looks like it might be.
So now this week, they just don't really have time to you can watch the film, you can start getting into game planning. What's critical in this short week with a quality opponent?
That's a good question. Move on. After a loss like that where offensively you just play horrible, just honestly wash it away. As a coach, you text the guys, say, hey, look at this, watch this, get this done. When you come in the building on, I guess they're probably going to come in, probably not today, but probably tomorrow when they come in. All right, we're on to Tampa Bay. So for offensively, that's the way you just wash it clean. You move on to the next game. Defensively, I didn't think they played that bad. They could have won the game defensively if they have those two picks. If Khalil Mack catches that, they could have helped win the game. But so you use it as a teaching moment. So defensively, you teach them the right way that, all right, you didn't play too bad. That's it's a winnable performance. Offensively, you guys played like, beep, let's move on to the next game, and that's how we're going to deal with it.
Hit them straight, man. Enjoy.
All right. It's great talking to you, Dan. Talk to you next week, or Friday, I guess, right?
You know what?
We'll talk to Jay.
Jay will figure it out, whether it's you or Anthony Heron, however we're doing it in a discombobulated Bears week. Enjoy yourself out there. Hope
Pat,
I raise a ton of money.
Pat, I thought you told me you can't do Friday.
Oh, I cannot. No, I can do Friday, 10 to 11. Yes, I can.
Get your schedule. I always
put you in there. I always put you in there.
That's what she said. All right, thanks.
That doesn't deserve that kind of legitimate laugh. It just doesn't. All right, get out of here. Go play golf. Go raise money. That's right. Patrick Manley, our Bears Monday participant regularly. Usually he's with us for a whole hour, and at some point we'll be again when we get back on schedule. Sage Rosenfels, who's usually with us on Tuesdays, is going to join us next to break down the performance of Nick Foles. And if you're watching on Twitch, you can see the air quotes that I just gave you there. So keep it here for Sage Rosenfels. He is next on Bears Monday on The Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' loss to the Colts. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears Monday brought to you by Elmhurst BMW.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski, and I've got to tell you about my new favorite NFL bet this season. I've been playing same-game parlays on FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, and it's the most fun I've ever had betting. They're pretty simple. All you have to do is combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. This way, the payouts are even bigger when you win. What's cool, too, is FanDuel will refund the first same-game parlay you lose on any NFL game each week up to $10. That means you can bet a different parlay risk-free every NFL week all season long. Here's what I have for tonight's game, Falcons and Packers. I've got the Packers -6. I've got Julio Jones to score a touchdown. And I've got Aaron Rodgers passing for over 286.5 yards. That's my parlay. If you like those picks, go ahead and bet them. You'll get $10 back if we don't win. Now, there is one catch. FanDuel is the only sportsbook that has these same game parlays. So if you don't already have a FanDuel account, just use promo code J, that's J-A-Y, when you sign up so they know I sent you. And you may have heard that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement has been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. That's FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, promo code J. 21 plus and present in Illinois and Indiana. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund is $10. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports.